You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Good morning. What's up? Welcome inside Studio 34, Midtown Manhattan, where the world comes. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica, FST, the overtime crew. I'm upstairs now, back in the big chair. You feel what I'm saying?
Where's Jeff? I want Jeff back.
Jeff's in the little chair.
Jeff's still here. Jeff was impersonating me this morning. He did a fine job doing his thing. Jake, why are we doing this, Jake? Jake, you watched the Olympics last night. I heard some girl named Shamika did well. Makila Sheffrin, excuse me. Are you familiar with this young lady? Same thing.
That was good.
Shamika Makila.
Same thing.
You turned her name black.
Well, I don't know. It all sounds the same to me. Shout out to her.
I actually did that watch last night. There wasn't. I'm semi interested in that type of stuff. I told you most of the stuff I'm watching is the snowboarding and the skiing, like the X Games type of stuff. I'll watch a little bit of the. I'm interested to see the speed skating with the 24 people, like the NASCAR style. I don't know if they've already done that. I've been looking for it. They're not promoting it very well. They don't promote the Olympics very well. They're just like, hey, it's on. Go try and find stuff. But I was working on the labor recap article.
Yeah, it's basically with the Olympics. I've learned it's either if it's not on NBC. It's on NBCSN, and I just for the 8 o'clock to what 11 it usually goes.
They're not even all on that, Matt. You have to use the app for some of them.
Really, I just DVR that, and then at nighttime, at some point, you know, I'll start watching it, and then I can just fast forward the commercials.
What's the main event of the Winter Olympics?
Well, I think the snowboarding was one, the skiing.
But if you're still talking about popularity, it's definitely ice skating and the hockey.
Oh, okay.
Well, the hockey...
Yeah, like the slopestyle men's, like, which was a big deal, I thought. The slopestyle men's and snowboard wasn't even on TV at all. You could only watch it via the app. I was annoyed about that.
Yeah, they had the women's, though. I was watching that, right?
Yeah.
They had that on earlier. But, the snowboarding was great. The figure skating is always going to be one of the highlights of it. And we saw in the team, Medvedeva was... I mean, that was a sensational performance. I was wowed by that. And last night in the couples, what Team Germany did was pretty fantastic as well. But I do like the skiing, male and female, like that, you know, the downhill, the, you know, super G's and the slaloms and all that. I would love to do it. It's got to be terrifying and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've only gone skiing
a couple of times. And I do remember that first time. I was like, wow, this is pretty easy. And then I was like flying down the hill. And then I see like the lodge and I'm like, how do I stop?
Yeah, no, because you don't want the lodge to be where you stop
no,
at.
No, I was terrified.
Because that's not going to end well. I've been out on the slopes a couple times. It's not really my thing. I don't like the cold weather like that. So it's not really, you know, my...
Are you a bunny slopes kind of guy?
I don't do the slopes at all. I go out there, you know. When I went years ago, I just was chilling in the lodge because it was where it was warm and they had hot chocolate out there and stuff like that.
You had that big sweater on.
I had the whole thing.
Little Hennessy.
We went. I wasn't drinking at that time. When I went with the kids, I was drunk by then. But I just was out there with the kids. You know, my son is a thrill seeker. My daughter, she was a little girl at that point. But whatever, family fun. Just like this program, FST Overtime. When we come back, start to go back. Let's go back into get back into labor a little bit. Want to shoot a couple players out at the guys, their ADP. Rotation Nation, also Toronto Blue Jays, is FST Overtime.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
He's a pioneer in fantasy sports. He's the man. He's Lenny Melnick. Who do you think gets the most at-bats at first base with the Mets?
Amad Rosario. He looked like a man among boys. Based upon how he handles himself on the field, he's got a lot of the tools, and some of the tools that he does have not been fully developed yet. If you're in a dynasty league, this is a guy that you must get.
Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's popping off.
I have called Target one time for one pop that I really wanted. It was the holographic Qui-Gon Jinn. Also Target, and also super hard to find. And I don't know if my dad is listening, but if my dad is listening, he knows that I drove 45 minutes.
You have a problem, sir. You have a problem.
But I came back with Qui-Gon.
That's true. It's an accomplishment.
It was at the time. Now I've just wasted my life.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
You know what? We're going to get into some labor talk, hopefully. We definitely got Toronto Blue Jays Rotation Nation coming up. So, I want to, before we do that, this is going
to be T.I. Thursday.
Yeah, why is it not T.I. Thursday? Okay. I guess T.I. Thursday is no longer a part of what we do.
Dead and gone.
Look at that, Matt Medica, fitting. All right, so labor draft took place a couple nights ago, whatever. And it was some questions about the coverage and some questions about the experts and what they did and stuff like that. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday. And he's like distraught with the coverage of fantasy baseball to this point. You know, when you look at the mainstream, well, the fantasy media. So I see Billy Hayes tweeted at me. He asked me if am I on board with Louis Gohar this season. Billy Hayes, I don't know who the hell that is, to be 100% honest.
Louis Gohar.
I don't know who Louis Gohar is.
Yeah, you want to be on board with him.
Do I want to be on board with him?
Yeah, late. If he gets into the rotation, he's a guy that should be a staple, I would think, in their future rotation. Showed some nice signs the end of last season. Big power fastball.
Okay. So
you just gotta worry. Like, it's late because you gotta worry, is it gonna be like Urias? Is it gonna be, you know, Giolito? That type of, like, he's up on that level of prospects, but that doesn't guarantee success.
The one thing I will say with the Braves is I think, you know, being that it's year two in that park, they want to be as competitive as possible. I know. And you see teams, even like the Phillies last year, and the Brewers. Teams sometimes jump ahead of schedule. So I think that this is year two of that park. They want to be as competitive as possible.
The people in the YouTube chat, the Goon Squad is asking for T.I. Thursday, and I don't blame them. So we got to get to the bottom of this. I like Billy Hayes. Billy Hayes is one of my buddies. He's a good friend of mine. You wouldn't know that by his Twitter.
No, you would not know that by
Billy Hayes tweeted about an hour ago. Billy Hayes tweeted, a reminder that I drafted Deion Lewis prior to the 2017 season, knowing he had the better skill set. It's nice to see that some analysts are now on board with him this offseason. Then he hashtagged that I'm ahead of the curve. Matt Medica, I think that one was directed at you.
I personally, Billy can come at me all he wants. I think I did a pretty good job with the Patriots backfield this year. you know, on that end. And I'm totally on board with Deion Lewis being a free agent. I hope he goes somewhere where his skills can be harnessed.
Jake, I think Deion Lewis is more of a small member of a time, not a small member. I think he's on the negative side of a timeshare, whatever his new location is. Where are you at with Deion Lewis?
It depends on where he lands. No, he could definitely be on the positive side. He could definitely be the lead option. It's just the fact that he's not going to be somebody that's 60%. I mean, we're talking somebody that's like 50% with somebody else at 35 and somebody else getting the 15 or something like that. He's like 50% is probably his max just because of his injury history and the fact you don't want him taking 20-plus touches a game. But he could definitely be on the positive side where he's getting 15 to 20 per game every single week.
How do you feel with Lance David? Lance Davis said in the chat, Studio 34 definitely needs to install a humidor. I've been in here some days where I've been sweating.
So. I want to get to the humidor talk a little bit today because if I can get the homie to come upstairs when we talk about this humidor, Frank Stanfield, because he kind of broke it down pretty good on the BFFs yesterday. So, Frank, if you get a chance, come upstairs and, you know, sometime before the end of the hour. So, Billy Hayes also tweeted, the mothership is in full baseball mode. Imagine that. More or less, he's saying that we're not discussing fantasy baseball enough. Here's the thing about it. We haven't got to spring training yet, right? If you look inside the YouTube chat, the Goon Squad, it's 18 people in here. Football season, it was 1,800 people in there. In biz, the bottom line of the matter is, and I hate to say this, fantasy baseball doesn't bring business. It doesn't. It's the number one. It was the first roto sport. It was the first fantasy sport. People say it's the more complicated fantasy sport, the true fantasy sport. But the truth of the matter is, there's no money in fantasy baseball. Now, if you're like Matt, you know, playing NFBC and stuff like that, and knocking down big chips and stuff like that, yeah, I get it. But for the common person, it's really no money in fantasy baseball. Major League Baseball struggles with television, the television product. Really, the best thing about baseball is actually going to the game. So when people complain about the lack of fantasy baseball coverage, it's because nobody really wants. Let me not say nobody. A lot of people aren't looking for it. It's probably more people right now, today, on February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, with pitchers and catchers getting ready to report, Matt. It's probably more people checking right now for fantasy football than it is for fantasy baseball.
Look, fantasy football, I've said this for years before.
It's a monster.
It's the whale that swallows everything else up. But that said, fantasy baseball has a very good following. It's not going to do the same numbers or nowhere near as fantasy football is going to do. But right now, people want to be involved with draft prep and all that stuff, and I think we need to give it to them.
I agree with what you're saying, Jake, but to be honest with you, we've all been around this industry for a long time, doing radio shows, podcasts, the Roto Experts back when it was on the mothership, Jake. We've been through this before. Jake, fantasy baseball does not move the needle.
It doesn't move the needle. I mean, it's sad, but that's the truth. It doesn't. It doesn't move the needle, and the other problem is, too, is when you look at it, if we start talking about it as soon as football's over, by the time we get to the end of March, we've talked about everybody twice.
Like, you know, maybe three times.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Is like, that's why you kind of like space it out, because once you get to March, you can go full blur and talk about everybody and up and down the line. But, I mean, even right now, I mean, you're talking about rotations. We've already talked about three or four of them. And we're going to talk about all those guys again before we get to the start of the baseball season. I think that's part of the problem, too, is if football would just do what I said, you know, go until the Super Bowl was this weekend for President's Day, and then you actually had the day after the Super Bowl off, and then you only had 6 weeks before the start of baseball season, it would be the perfect segue. But there's just too much of a dead period, and it's hard to get. You'll see the baseball start to draw people in March, but not now. It's the middle of February.
I'm finally off the clock right now. It's like the first time since November 17th.
Okay.
I'm not on the clock anywhere.
In the minority with that, right?
I know I'm in the minority with that. I will be doing my final.
Are you drafting against the same people in every draft, just about?
No, not the same people.
Okay.
It does well. The NFBC does well. Football is always going to be king. Like, say in the online championship version of football, where it's $350 to enter. They have like 2,500 teams.
And yeah.
Last year in baseball, they had, in that same format, 1,700 and something people.
Yeah.
So there is a difference there. But people, they open it up. And this year was opened up earlier than ever. And I think I was in the second draft championship, and that was on November 17th.
Okay, now.
And they're filling them up all the time.
Okay, when you think about fantasy football, you think about Matthew Berry. You think about, you know, some of the bigger names in the industry. Jake Seeley, Corey Parson. You feel what I'm saying? Matt Modica, the crew, Scott Engels, Tony Sincotta, or, you know, you got John Hansen, you got Bob Harris. You got people that been around, people that, you know, that the community looks to. Who is that guy in fantasy baseball? You probably would say Matthew Berry, who don't even play fantasy baseball anymore.
I wouldn't say Matthew Berry.
Who's the number one talent in fantasy baseball?
I think Matthew Berry has done a fantastic job in promoting fantasy sports. He's been a fantastic salesman of himself. I don't look to Matthew Berry.
Well, you're an experienced expert level player. What's up, Jake?
Oh, I'm just saying hi, Corey. You asked. Who was the number one ranker the last 2 seasons?
Okay. Even as the, okay, no. So Jake's the number one ranker.
Who's the face of fantasy baseball in the industry?
That's
your point, and I understand your point there. I mean, you can say Ron Chandler, but Chandler doesn't really give out that kind of advice that we're like talking about. Steve Gardner, maybe, but he's not even very well known. To your point, there's not only just not one main face. There's not multiples, like if you want to say like Barry and Fabiano and down to like you mentioned Hansen and all the rest and stuff like that. There's a couple higher level people like Tristan Cockroft and stuff like that, but there's nothing of that level.
Well, I think, you know, there's places like Baseball HQ. If you want to start advancing your game,
yeah,
you can go to Baseball HQ. There's Zoller who does a fantastic job with projections and stuff.
Exactly.
And even like the people over at RotoWire, they do a great job as well.
Okay, so you know Chris List. Chris List's been in commercials. Chris List is the mainstream guy. You feel what I'm saying? But really, there is no big draw. There is no big attraction. There is no big name in the hobby of fantasy baseball. You feel what I'm saying? There is no, like, go-to program.
It's a sport. It's what it's always been. It's not as easily accessible. It takes more time. The rewarding part of fantasy baseball is that the more skilled person is going to win more often in fantasy baseball than they will in fantasy football. That's a fact. It's just there's less variance. There's less luck. If you're good at what you do, you'll win more often than fantasy baseball. The problem is, because of that, because of the time, because of the knowledge it takes. I mean, look at the starting rosters. You start 22 people versus 10. It's just that right there is just the perfect example. So the time it takes, the investment, is just not as easily accessible. You don't go into your work and say, hey, let me get 10, 11 buddies together. Let's throw together a league and see what we can do. It's just that's the biggest difference.
I'm going to keep this going when we come back. Also, we'll get the Toronto Blue Jays rotation nation. You got thoughts on this? 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. You want to defend fantasy baseball? 844-843-6879.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Game time decisions. Every media outlet took every opportunity possible to use the name Dick as much as possible.
Yes, they did.
No question who the QB is. Razorbacks to stick with Dick. It's like the one opportunity. If you're a kid and you can't swear, but it's like, oh, that stupid bastard. Well, his last name's Bastard. Yeah.
Trojans Pound Beavers.
Yeah, Trojans Pound Beavers is a good one. Not to replace Dick to take on Cox.
That's the best.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Roto experts.
Hello. Scott Angle, the king. What's going on, Scott? You
what's going on?
You want all that money in the GST? I think you're being selfish. Going to see Ace Frehley and going day shift Scotty and buying a whole bunch of flavorful Kangos and not looking out for the people around you, Scott.
Oh, please. He's got a new laptop.
Oh, very nice.
Shut you up real quick.
Yeah, he really did. Okay.
Watch on the FNTSY YouTube stream and listen anytime on popular podcast providers.
Hi, this is Lar Michaels of CreativeSports.com and host of the Tout Wars Hour on the Fantasy Sports Network. Join Justin Mason and me at our new time, Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we break down the fantasy games you love with the biggest names in the industry. Plus, starting with the 2018 baseball season, we'll review the Tout Wars Fab Bits live on the show, hours before your league's waiver deadline. So join Justin, Lord Zola, and special guests every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for the most in your fantasy sports world.
Fantasy.
Think of the humidor at all. In Arizona, my initial instinct is kind of the same. Like, I'm still going to draft in my head Paul Goldschmidt, number three overall. I'm still looking at these hitters like, oh, it's a pretty good lineup.
What I feel like people are overlooking the most here is what it's going to do for the pitchers. This is going to drastically change their ballpark from not to the point where it's just becoming, okay, a hitter's park into a neutral park. It is going to become a pitcher's park in Chase Field.
Watch on the FNTSY YouTube stream and listen anytime on popular podcast providers.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
I'm doing some investigation on T.I. Thursday. Shout out to Tim.
Maybe we could have Bavona sing some T.I. songs.
Maybe. Whatever we got to do. Whatever we got to do, figure it out. We'll get it done. At some time before we go to break, oh, we got to get Jake's volume. At some time before we go to break, I'm going to need Frankie Baby to make a trip upstairs in this segment. I want to give a shout out to Al Melchior. He's one of the top minds in fantasy baseball. Shout out to Derek Carty. I know a couple years ago he was on Baseball Tonight giving DFS advice. So shout out to him. I don't even know if that's still a thing right now. They're still doing that over there on the Worldwide Leader. And I forgot to mention Nando. And Nando was the man in fantasy baseball. You feel what I'm saying? And I say was. I don't mean it in a negative way. But you feel what I'm saying? Nando's not even doing the Tout Wars thing this year. You feel what I mean?
He went off the grid.
No, I agree with you with Wes.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the CBS show that he had was excellent. He used to do the MLB, the show on MLB Network. That was excellent. What's my man from MLB Network that we love?
Corey Schwartz.
They don't even do it no more. You know why they don't do it no more? Because there's 18 people watching. And that's the problem. When people complain about the lack of baseball coverage, it's really because nobody is really checking for it. You got the hardcore people that's checking for it, but other than that, nobody's really checking
then
for
why
it.
Why they have shows on the other station?
That nobody's checking for them shows either.
I don't know.
I sat in those studios.
We know the ratings.
Yeah.
They're not there.
No, I'm not saying. But what are you going to talk? You want to talk about NFL that hasn't? What are we talking about the NFL right now? The combine's not here. The draft's not till April.
I feel what you're
saying. Talk about it. Look, Matt, you're not wrong in what you're saying, but. Talking about offseason speculation of free agents, talking about the rookies that are coming up in the draft right now. You put on anything football, even right now today, and the sad point is, I'm not disagreeing with you, it shouldn't, but the sad thing is, it will outpull baseball.
And
it just will.
And that's what it is. It's more people checking for offseason football.
I'm not arguing that it's going to do better than baseball,
but
it doesn't mean you shouldn't talk
about it.
Jeff. Well, we got to get Jeff
trying to get the camera shot. I like that. He popped in the camera shot. I kind of like it.
He needs some enhancements.
Twist it up. Jeff's vertebrae ain't as strong as it was earlier this morning. Jeff was strong this morning. Now
he put in a solid 3 hours.
Jeff was struggling now.
You should have left it, Corey. That was too good where he's barely peeking in the side.
Somebody come check on Jeff, and I want this seat right here for Frankie Baby. So, like Ron C. says in the chat, Ron C., my man Ron Cafferty, the fantasy mailman, he says he'll be the face of fantasy baseball. Here's the problem with that, Ron. You're not really going to make a lot of money being the face of fantasy baseball. There's no advertising dollars involved in it and stuff like that. Nobody is really putting programs on. It's a dead time of year in the industry. I mean, for everybody in the Goon Squad that's still checking in, we love you, want you to rock with us. But I just gave a telephone number out. 844-843-6879. You got to keep a question. Call us. Nobody called.
Here's the thing, Corey. Actually, I'll answer Lance's question in the chat room. They said, what are we going to do to give it a shot in the arm? And there's no chance it's going to reach football level. But I'm going to say it again, and it's not just because I came up with it, but it's everybody who's ever played in it loves it. I've had people – I told both you guys if you want to play in it this year, Nando, anybody – it's the 350 leagues I have. It's the reason it's called 350 is because it's three segments of 50 days of fantasy baseball. You get to keep 10 keepers from each segment. So we draft for the first segment, then you get to select 10, and then we draft again. You select 10, you draft again. And each segment, you get placed for the final winner at the end of the season. And the best part of it is because it's 150 days, it's over at the end of August. You can move on to focus for baseball or from baseball to football when everybody's already doing it anyway and people check out in September. It's honestly, like I said, I haven't found one person that doesn't love it.
When you think about it, Matt.
To me,
call-ups and all
but
that.
But even with football, I don't wait till August to get involved with football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing my research in May, and you got to be able to do both. It's tough. I'm not saying it's easy. But, I mean, September separates a lot of things. You have to – I'll say this. The majority of the leagues I'm in, they're going to come down to that final day, that final week, that final weekend and stuff. So
maybe that final day should be in August.
Why? I mean, baseball's not over. I mean, should we stop playing football at the end of November? You know what I'm saying?
No, but there's not call-ups for playing football like there are for September.
But that's been part of the game. That's been part of baseball for years.
New. It does skew things, and people check out in September. The truth is, people check out in September all the time. I watch people do it in labor.
I saw people do it in the flex. You know, we had somebody that checked out. I understand
what
you're saying.
That's the one game versus a month.
I understand what you're saying, but there are people that are still going to compete. If it's a 10-team league and, say, on Yahoo, they want to check out, they'll do that in football as well.
Okay.
If they start out 1-4.
Speaking of that, I read an article.
It's not as big as an effect is what I was saying. Go ahead. Sorry.
This was years ago. I wish I could find it. I read about 2 or 3 years ago. I read an article where a lot of fantasy baseball leagues are 8-team leagues because they can't find 10 people to join the leagues. Now, I know the Goon Squad, the chat, everything we do, the community we built, you can have a whole bunch of 12, 15-team leagues. But in general, in the masses, it's hard to fill a 10-team baseball league.
Yeah, but aren't like the ESPN caters to the 10-team? I mean, how many 8-team league questions did we get? Hell of a lot more than I thought we'd ever get.
10-team, you mean? Yeah, you're right about that also. But when you just look at it, it's like people are not playing. The memberships are the people signing up are going down.
Football's a lot easier. It's once a week. You have to really set a lineup. Or maybe Thursday night, you got to get involved with that.
I agree with you, Matt. I just say the criticism of the coverage is not warranted. Because it don't make dollars.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right till this point. Now the pitchers and catchers are reporting. But once you start seeing games go up and stuff, it's going to get more involved. It's never. I agree. It'll never be what football is. Football is just too easy. Everybody does it. It's once a week. That's what you watch on Sunday.
The NFL, you're right. The NFL owns a day of the week. Number one, no other sport has the ability to do that. And the NFL swamps everything else in professional sports, period.
Look, it's year-round at this point, too. And the biggest example of this is you can look at, and you know, what it is they're going to do everything they can do for ratings these days. We've obviously seen that when it comes to their judgments in certain areas. But ESPN is the perfect example. NFL Live is an hour and a half long, year-round. what did they do to the MLB show? They got rid of it. They scrapped two nights of the week to goof, pull over from MLB Network and put a show on for them. And they scrapped their coverage basically in general to now having like two shows a week of their own. And that's just, it's the point. Like, that's the point right there. Even in the middle of the baseball season, they'd rather put on an hour and a half of NFL Live than their own baseball show. Again, not saying it's right, not saying I don't love baseball and I wouldn't love the coverage myself, but what Corey's point is, what I'm understanding is, like, you can't complain about the coverage because the attention is going to be football over baseball.
But you can get all the stuff you want. You can get stuff for free. You can go to Fangraphs. You can go to Baseball Reference and stuff. One of the things I like about fantasy football a lot more these last few years, and I've gotten more involved in, is it's more data-driven now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more stats you can go and get, and a lot more deep diving you can do. So that's what I like about that. Look, I mean, I know I'm in the minority, and I'm not saying baseball should be 24/7, nothing else to talk about. But I don't think baseball should just be totally, you know, in a corner on a small segment. And as we get closer, I think it needs to get larger. But that's,
I think as we get into the month of March, I think you'll start to see more of a hunger. But it's going to cap, and you're still going to have more people checking for the NFL Combine and NFL Free Agency than you're going to have checking to see what the result of Tout Wars was.
Well, so one of the things that's going to hurt baseball this year is the Hot Stove League was like dead.
That was true. 844-843-6879. Who we got on Brian is in California. Brian, what's good with you, my man? Thank you, Brian, for calling up. Are you calling to defend the hobby of fantasy baseball?
To an extent. I'm not as big on baseball as I am football, so I do agree with you somewhat, but I do find myself right now listening to a lot of your guys' channels trying to figure out baseball because I got drafts coming up in March. So for me, I want to listen to baseball right now. So I'm with your buddy Matt.
I think we do a decent job of putting the baseball information out there. How do you think we can improve in bringing baseball to the listeners?
How to improve?
Should we be doing more baseball? And how deep should we be going this time of year?
See, now that's where I'm going to probably side with you because I probably want to hear something about everything, not just strictly baseball, you know?
I get what you're saying, Brian. You want a potpourri.
Yeah.
No, I'm down with that too, Brian. I think that's...
Corey's asking Brian to be our producer.
Alright. I asked for Frank Stanfield to come up, and I'm getting Chris Ventura. I love Chris Ventura, but I want to know more about... Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate the telephone call. Phone lines are open. You got to keep a question about your upcoming baseball draft. 844-843-6879.
I still got my keeper question.
Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad, Brian. I didn't know you had a keeper question. What's your keeper question?
I got an auction league, and I got Kershaw at $51, Goldschmidt at $46. I can keep Bellinger as a free agent I picked up as $10. And then I got, like, Greinke at $21 and Kenley Jensen at $23. So my... Should I even keep any of those guys, or should I just throw them back and just keep Bellinger?
Bellinger.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping Bellinger. It's a keeper league, so I've got to think the inflation on closure. I mean, it's hard to throw Jansen back at 23 in a keeper league.
So I think what's your budget, 260?
Yes.
And if you believe in the humidor, Greinke's, what, $21?
Yeah.
It depends how much inflation you're getting with the pitchers that are going to be out there to get.
So there you go right there. Thanks a lot, Brian.
How much was Gold? Oh, hold on. How much was Goldschmidt?
46. I'm throwing him back.
I think it depends on... I could see that Matt throwing him back. I think it depends on your draft, too. He knows the draft better than we do. I mean, you're talking about it, the first round bats are all going for 55, 60, which I've seen before. I would throw him back unless that's what you see in the first round.
All right. There you go right there. Shout out to Brian for getting it done. You want to talk baseball, we're here for it. 844-843-6879. I want to get the Toronto Blue Jays rotation, but I got Ventra coming upstairs. I still want to know more about this humidifier or whatever that situation is. So we got Chris Ventra, the closer, about to hop on the set. Try my best to get into some of Toronto Blue Jays rotation. It's FST Overtime.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts.
Go to SteinerSports.com/Fox and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/Fox today.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
In this league.
Rob Gronkowski, do you really think he's going to retire? I know he has acknowledged where there's smoke, there is fire, and this is a legitimate thing.
I hate that saying.
Do you? I got a saying that I really like, by the way. This is better.
I can't stand where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay, this is a better one then. I got one for you.
The weather outside is weather.
That's my favorite saying ever.
Yeah, I know. The weather outside is weather.
Yeah, the weather outside is weather for Rob Gronkowski.
Listen live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-869-4993 now and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-869-4993 now for your discount certificate and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-869-4993. That's 800-869-4993.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Hey, we got some tip right there. There you go. T.I. Thursday. Dilly Dilly. Shout out to the Goon Squad. Thanks for rocking with us. We appreciate you. All In Kid, reigning labor champion. Wall Street Matt Medica already 9 drafts deep. Closer Chris Venture joins the set. Chris, so we was having the conversation earlier, and I kind of got word in my ear that you did you say hello to the Goon Squad?
What's up, Goon Squad? How's everybody doing? Dilly Dilly.
Thank you, Chris.
It's your boy.
Yeah. So now let me ask you this, right? Do you agree with my take on what I was saying on why fantasy baseball coverage is not paramount because there's no audience for it?
I understand what you're saying because baseball is hard to watch a whole game, especially.
It is.
It's very long, especially now with all the challenges and all that stuff. But there's a group of people that watch baseball, they're diehards.
Uh-huh.
They love baseball.
So
and that's
we should
Matt Modica.
So we should push our programming towards 50 diehards.
No, but I think that fantasy baseball in particular is a lot more popular than people think as just baseball generally is as a sport. You know what I mean? Because I think fantasy baseball is definitely a much better fantasy sport than fantasy basketball, for instance. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but the NBA has a much better television product.
Okay, that's fine. But I just think that I know football's the biggest. Football's the easiest to play. Like Jake said, it's a 9, you know, there's 9 people on the starting roster as opposed to, you know,
29.
16, yeah. 18, 20, whatever it is. But the people who do know baseball and grow up with baseball tend to stick with baseball and really love baseball.
So let me ask you this, Ventura. Why do you want to be in this industry? What is your ultimate goal in this industry?
To talk about sports, but baseball and football are really the two that I love the most.
Now, so would you be willing to be the face of fantasy baseball?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you understand that there's going to be programs being canceled, the viewerships is going to be low, and the bag is going to be light?
How much lower is it compared? Like, how much lower is it compared to football? I know football is by far the most.
You see that number right there? You see that 25 watching? In the middle of October, that was 2,500. Well, that's how much lower it is.
But it is. Well,
how many billions of dollars do you think MLB made? You know, in 2016,
they made MLB does terrific at the gate. Mm-hmm. What's their television deals like?
I don't know. They got ESPN, but they have packages. I think more of the fan of the NBA is going to buy the package so they can watch multiple games at a time.
True.
I think that's where it's different. It's something where I always get the package, whether I live in New York or whatever. Yeah. I obviously get the package when I didn't.
You're a purist. You're a hardcore guy.
But I'm just saying, as a fan, I think most people want to see their hometown team. And if they play in fantasy baseball, they want to be able to put like the four box up, watch multiple games.
I get it. I've done it on nights when I had DFS lineups going up and stuff like that. All in, kid. Young Mr. Yep. Venture right here. Have you ever met Chris Venture face-to-face, handshake?
Not in person.
Okay, not in person. He is upcoming dude in this industry. What would the advice?
I know Chris is. I see.
You're not here with us. What advice would you give Chris if he wants to be the face of fantasy baseball?
Don't.
There you go.
There you go. Look, hey, I like speaking of seeing the stuff on the site. I'll give you numbers. Just 2 days ago, so articles on the site that we got clicks for when I posted the next breakout wide receiver for next year.
Yeah,
did twice as much as anything else. The next closest was golf. The next third closest was golf. The fourth was the breakout running back from the week before article. That's not even you have to go search for it. And then half of that was baseball. Was the next highest baseball article. So it just. I wish it was different. I love baseball. I cover, I'm the number one ranker the past 2 years in baseball. No, past 2 years before last year. I don't know what we can do, but the numbers just tell you that's what people look to do. They look for football.
Is this like a younger generation thing? Is this all about the up-and-coming kids?
Chris, this generation is males 25. We broadcast the males 25 to 55.
See, like I feel like the older guys really love baseball. They're true to baseball. Like, I know all the, like, my father and, you know.
Here's the thing. Look at Matt. Matt is one of the most accomplished high-stakes players. But here's the thing. It's like, Matt looks to other information. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but you look for other information to build your own. Like, you know so much about it. I think that's the biggest problem with fantasy baseball, too, is a lot of people trust their own knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
They're looking for stats. They're looking for information. They're not really looking for somebody to write a 1,500-word article. They're just looking for, like, little nuggets of information of, you know, what was his splits in the second half? What happened in August? Like, that type of stuff versus actual content because they trust their own information and knowledge.
Exactly.
Like,
Jake's 100% correct. Fantasy baseball people want the information. Fantasy football people want you to tell them who to play.
Yeah, no, look, with fantasy baseball, I'm always going to go with my what I believe. I'm going to listen to podcasts. I'll read an article here or there and stuff or do that kind of thing. But bottom line, if I'm going to play in a league, whether it's football or baseball, one, I always trust the research I've done. And two, unless somebody else is writing that check, I'm coming with my rankings and what I believe.
We need y'all to stick with us, though. Don't go off on your own like Matt Medica. Stick with us because, you know, we got the rankings and the stuff like that. What's up, Chris?
I think another big thing, though, is that football's once a week and baseball's every single day.
Football is Monday, Thursday, and
it's
Sunday.
Really, you're setting a lineup once a week and you really just got to, you know, maybe you don't have a guy playing on Thursday night football.
Let's take the day of the week thing and break that down. If you play fantasy football serious, Sunday, you're all in. From the time you get up to the time you go to bed. Monday, what are you doing? You're waiver wire, you're getting ready for the waiver wire, you're looking at injuries, you got Monday night football. Tuesday, you're going hardcore waiver wire. Wednesday, you got fab bids, you got stuff you got to do, you got waiver wire, you got injuries to look on. Thursday night, new week starts. You got lineup decision, go right back into the game. Friday, practice report, lineup decisions, go right back to it. Saturday, you may stand down, you may do some DFS. Sunday, you're right back to it. So it's every fantasy football is every night thing,
it's,
too.
It's, the difference, I think, you're trying to say is it's watching it. Look, a lot of these people that are in these 10-team leagues aren't doing what you're doing, what you're saying. Like you say, you're in it. You live it. You know, right. That's the difference. We are hardcore, whether you want to football as well. Not only people are hardcore football, people want to do football because everybody in their office, they're in an office league. Or they hate their brother-in-law or somebody. They're in a league with him and they want to beat him.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You know what? They have, and football, look at that. You have so much more time to prep. You got this whole week pretty much, besides the Thursday night game, okay? You have this whole week to get ready for your week. A lot of people don't want to do like a daily research on baseball every day. It becomes a chore.
Well, to that as well, you don't have to know as many people. Look at fantasy football. You look, a quarterback, a running back, maybe a second one, two wide receivers, maybe a third one. So at most you're looking at six players from one team, mostly like five. So you're talking about 150 guys, and you don't even have to know all 150, 170, whatever, that great. With baseball, just to draft, you really need to know about 300 people.
That's crazy right there. Like, I got the tweet from Billy Hayes this morning, Louis Gohara. I don't know who this cat is, and I'm in Tout Wars. You feel what I'm saying? People always say, well, why are you in Tout Wars? Why not? You feel what I mean? Why not? I got to do something. You feel what I'm saying? I'm chasing the same dream you chasing. You feel what I mean, Chris?
Absolutely, yeah.
But I just got to be honest with you. The positive side of the bag started in July. Right now, it's just like
the positive side of the bag is pretty much getting your own site up and cashing out. That's the positive side of the bag.
Our demographic is not 25 to 55. It's 18 to 55. Thank you very much for clarifying that, Nando DeFino. All right, right quick, Chris, you hang out with this. We got a couple minutes to go, and then we'll spend the last couple minutes on the Blue Jays rotation. I'm sorry, but it's coming. But we got caught up in this, and somebody actually called. And somebody actually called, so that's a good thing. Jake, what do you think about this humidifier situation with the Arizona – I'm about to say the Cardinals – with the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Look, there's – like, if you looked at Derek Carty's Twitter yesterday, and I recommend to do so if you haven't already, did a great breakdown of the situation. The fact is, if you go back to 2002 in the Colorado Rockies, it's a dramatic difference. And that's what the concern here is. If the dramatic difference is affected in Arizona like it was in Colorado, and you don't have that same elevation of Colorado, could it possibly be even worse? So I understand that. But at the same time, where I'm going to give a little bit boost to Godley, maybe a slight one to Greinke for their, you know, the long ball concerns and stuff like that. You know, Robbie Ray, I'm really not going to change too much because he puts people on base because of his walks. It wasn't like he's getting hammered and giving up home runs that much. So you look at that, and then on the flip side, you say maybe you tick down Goldschmidt a little bit from the middle of the first round to the end of the first round, those type of things. But I think also at the same time is those moves might end up looking ignorant come the middle of the season, because we've also seen, like, Colorado, like, they might have the humidor. They might go, oh my God, it's going way overboard. Let's peel it back a little bit. And then all of a sudden the numbers start to regress back to where we see maybe not as great as they were, but they might tinker with it too. It's not like they're going to set the humidor and forget it for the rest of the season.
Well, that's the main question I have. Is it a standard that they have? Is the MLB going to make them hold to a standard? Like, say, the humidor's in, you got it at whatever percent they... However you work the humidor, you know what I'm saying? To me, the biggest pitcher, everybody's falling over. Like, Robbie Ray is going to be fantastic now. Zach Godley. Zach Greinke gets an insane boost. If you had, look, in the back of my mind, I've had Greinke anywhere 10 and 11 or 12 this season. Him and Nola I've gone back and forth with. But Zach Greinke gets a tremendous boost. Zach Greinke can pitch. He pitched fantastic at Chase Field last year. He had really good numbers. Go check out the splits on Fangraphs. So if Zach Greinke's going to be having a humidor now, I think he's really bona fide there, and I feel more a hell of a lot more comfortable.
All right, so there you go right there, the humidor. The debate will continue on this humidor and what's it going to do. The only thing I know...
Humidor.
The humidors. Thank you, Jake. The only thing I know about it is like... When my daughter have a stuffy nose, her mother's like, go get her a humidor. Or put some Vicks on her.
Humidifier. That's a humidifier.
Oh, it's different. Oh, it's different. Okay, so humidifier.
This is a humidor.
I was like, oh, she was like, oh, you can rub some Vicks on her chest. And I was like,
Vicks is the greatest thing.
And so I'm thinking, can you open up a can of Vicks in like a baseball stadium and take the air?
I need a humidifier.
When we come back, we're going to talk at least about one Toronto Blue Jay pitch.
Reason. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Going for the green with Daily Roto.
It's a difficult decision to be made in tournament formats. How do you mesh that really high ownership percentage with the fact that he's the best play in the field from both a raw total perspective, but even from a value perspective, he's right up there. When you account for his really large salary, there's a lot of good values in the 7K, 8K range this week, which make it not that difficult to pay up for Dustin Johnson.
Listen live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true
Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melchior.
Which one of these four outfielders would you rank the highest for 2018? That's Blackman, Harper, and Stanton. And the winner was Bryce Harper, 36% of the vote. And that is what I call Twitter validation. That's where I have Bryce Harper ranked, right behind Mike Trout. I am surprised, almost shocked, that I got this Twitter validation because I thought he could wind up fourth out of this group. But again, that just goes to show how hard it is to tease apart these four guys in any kind of ranked order.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I hate to say this. Fantasy baseball doesn't bring business. It was the first roto sport. It was the first fantasy sport. But the truth of the matter is, there's no money in fantasy baseball. Major League Baseball struggles with the television product. Really, the best thing about baseball is actually going to the game. The complaint about the lack of fantasy baseball coverage, a lot of people aren't looking for it. It's probably more people checking right now for fantasy football than it is for fantasy baseball.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls every week. Free entry, simply sign up and enter fantasyfactor.com. Once again, single entry contests only to go along with flatter prize pools and smaller fields. That is fantasyfactor.com. Also, make sure you check out their NHL and NBA free rolls every week. All right, let's get into this rotation right quick.
Toronto Hold on, Corey, we got a new word for you.
What's one? Oh, boy.
Posthumador.
I'm not even going to try it. All right, Matt Medica, Toronto Blue Jays, give me a couple moments on Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like Stroman as my third, or if I can get him as my fourth, that's a home run. But if you get him as your third starting pitcher, you're going to get the 200 innings. My expectations would be circa 350, maybe a little higher. What I have right now for him is 13 wins, 202 innings, 168 strikeouts, and 370 ERA, and a 130 whip.
All right, Jake. J-Hap. Is he fantasy relevant?
J.A. Happ? Yeah.
Yeah.
I never understood that, Matt. When did that happen? When did he, like, switch his first name around like that?
Oh, about J.A.? What happened?
No, like, people just call him J instead of J.A.
I thought it was J.
No, J.A.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's J.A.
It's like, probably, like, I forget what it is, John Anthony or something like that.
Yeah, it's like people call him J-Hap a lot last year, too. I don't understand where that came from. But anyway, yeah, he's fantasy relevant. But the fact is you're not going to get, like, tons of strikeouts or, like, an elite-level ERA or elite-level whip. He's just a solid, like, I'd say fourth starter, maybe fifth if you went pitching heavy.
Right.
Yeah, no, I like him as I want to piggyback on that. I like him as my fifth. He's not outstanding in any ways, like Jake said.
Inning leader.
If you look at his last three seasons, I posted out some really, really good J.A. Happ stats, and he's been impressive. Like I said, and if he's your fifth guy, then I think you're sitting pretty.
How old is he though?
J.A. Happ is 35 years old.
And if Toronto's really terrible, ever since he made that move, we spent that month in Pittsburgh. He's pitched really well. And if Toronto tanks and he gets traded somewhere, that could be even more beneficial.
I just got something in my inbox that says J.A. Happ is pronounced J-Hap. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's debatable.
That's what I'm saying. Where did that come? Why did that all of a sudden start? Like, that's what I don't know. Like, if you go to the baseball pronunciation website, it says J-Hap.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Marco Estrada, Chris Manchin. What do you think about Marco Estrada, 34-year-old right-handed pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays?
Marco Estrada is one of those guys that you know can do well at times. He's got that really nasty changeup. But then he gets hurt or, you know, he has stretches where he's just cold and he's getting shelled. And he's just a guy, I feel like he's more of a I would say he's a back end of the rotation guy in fantasy.
What team hat is that?
This is the Houston Outlaws.
I like that. All right, Matt Medica, let's talk about their closer, Roberto Ozuna.
He's been fantastic. I mean, I know he had some issues. I'm trying to use the right word last year. We'll just say he had some issues he had to deal with off the field.
Off the field?
Off the field.
Nothing bad.
No, nothing. It wasn't like domestic violence or anything.
Okay, cool.
He had some personal things he had to work out. But, I mean, he's been pretty much... I think he's getting better with age. He's still a baby, the kid. He's right. Still very young.
Skipped over Aaron Sanchez, Corey.
I did. I was waiting. I was going to go back to Aaron Sanchez for the all-in kid. 25-year-old Aaron Sanchez. Yeah. You can close it off.
I love him as somebody in the later rounds that people are forgetting about that. You know, it's not elite-level strikeouts. It's not even great strikeouts, but somebody that can post a really nice ERA and whip if he's back to 100%. People forgot how good he was and how young he still is.
25 years old, Matt Medica, Aaron Sanchez.
Yeah, no, especially the price you're getting him at. That range, you're going to see those arms. Why not take a shot on a guy that's done it? He put up 190-plus innings in a season.
Roto Experts podcast for everybody on YouTube. You can check that out. We'll be live on FNTSY YouTube channel about 10 minutes from now or so. We'll come back up. I'll be here. Matt Medica will be here. All In Kid will be here. Mr. Sussman will be here. Maybe even Ventura. So there you go. Holla.